come away, they might, the plan might change because the hotel are trying to give grandma and grandpa a bigger room because of me. And I might need to pack all their stuff up and transport it and go an hour early. No, it'd be too tight because grandpa wants to. Hi Ellie, your camera is on, by the way. Just thought I'd let you know.
Go weiter with Hanhoges Hamishpat and Hanhoges Hayichud. Okay. So again, Hanhoges Hamishpat is the world of Schar V'Onesh. That world we know, Bechira, that's why Hashem created the world, was to give us Schar. The Schar is not Mushlam if you didn't earn it. So the world of Hanhoges Hamishpat is where you earn your Schar and you get it because you earned it, not as a chesed. Hanhoges Hayichud, we don't really know what it is. Essentially, but what we're grappling with is an analogous yichud is that the rotzon Hashem to be makayim what he set out to be makayim will be makayim. Well, the kol tolu be, but it's not. Hashem's taking care of it. I don't have bechira. Now you do have bechira. It's all tolu you, but you just said Hashem's taking care of it. Yeah, he is. But then that's the problem. How do you put these two together? So we started yesterday. Just to get a taste of it, is we said that Chuban Bais Rishon, Chuban Bais Sheni has something to do. Oh, thank you very much. That's very welcome. Has something to do with this Hanhoges Hamishpat Noch Zayichud. So let's have a look and see. Reish Pei Zayin. The two temples and the two systems. Oh, very good. So we started a little bit yesterday. We saw that from Chazal, it says, oh, so you'll tell me like this, before we go weiter, you'll tell me like this, listen, Hanhoges Hayichud sounds a little bit, it's a bit abstract for me, it's a local kach, and it really has nothing to do with me at the end of the day. I stood at Asinai, I got a Torah, I know what I have to do, I have to do that. Hanhoges Hayichud doesn't potter me from Hanhoges Hamishpat. So I can't respond, you take care of Hanhoges Hayichud, I'll deal with Hanhoges Hamishpat, why do I need both? What do I have to grapple with this Hanhoges Hayichud for Bichlal? That's all. What can do with me? You run your business. I'll take care of my business. What do I have to get your... Don't interfere in my world, because he doesn't. He doesn't interfere in your Bechira. Bechira is yours. He doesn't interfere. And I won't interfere by you. That would be a very good agreement. The problem is, Chazal tell us that the lack of using both of these together is what caused the Chubanos. So we're not so easy to just say, well, you know, let's just keep them separate and I'll get on with my life. Okay. So Chazal come out that it was the lack of balancing these two extremes that caused the Chubanos. So let's see. The first Beis Hamikdash, I think we did this yesterday, the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because the level of Ava, the level of Hanhoges Hayichud that they had was so great that they muttered for themselves all sorts of avaras until it eventually got to the big three. Because anyway, Hashem loves me so much. You know, they say love is blind. You know, there's so much love. You know, you overlook. You love somebody so much, you overlook the infraction. So that's what Hashem and me, we're so tight, we love each other so much. I got protects here there. And Hashem will. A child allows himself to do certain things that he shouldn't be doing. Because he knows his father loves him anyway, and his father's not gonna confess some little thing. His father will turn a blind eye. The dag of the tochen and the dag of greatness in Hashem was so great that it led to Shvichas Dama Gilu Rais and Avodah Zarah. It sounds counterintuitive. I think it's such an unbelievable love and such a love that's worth understanding. They couldn't understand. The Beis Hamikdash will get destroyed. They were drunk with Avas Hashem. Luma Zoy. So that's Beis Rishon, yeah? Luma Zoy. B'Beis Sheini lo yam b'em kol chet. They learned the lesson. They learned the lesson, you know, Shulchan Aruch. With all the love in the world, there's still Shulchan Aruch. There's accountability. You can't get away with it. Hamayu ma'amidim es divrei maldin. Medaktikim b'mitzvahs. Hoyselem yira. They had yira. They were medaktik b'mitzvahs, the Gemara says. Kept all the mitzvahs. Amod frum. Achapnimi es hoysuch esoru b'libo. The inner world, the inner connection, the relationship aspect was lacking. Avas Hashem, habetochen, vadveiches v'Hashem yufusorim. That was lacking. It's a bit like our generation. But not so, you'll see there's many people who have Beis Rishon's problem as well. I met somebody yesterday, happened to daven somewhere, I don't normally daven. I was in a play, whatever, I had to daven and I don't normally daven. But I happened to know the guy was dining from the Amud. And afterwards, I see no one saying to heal him. He's in a place where, like in Beit Shemesh, where people don't know there's a war going on. You don't have one yet, so it's a little bit oblivious. I will notice in the Yisurim and suffering of Klal Yisrael is Noir Vayoy. The whole country's burning like it never has before. I went to him and I said, they were like, it's a Tehillim, whatever. Oh, Besada. They said Tehillim. And afterwards, I think, you know, the Ramatzah, the Matzah is very heavy. It's not a portion. Lo, Akoba said, Hashem's got everything covered. Don't worry, Hashem's got everything covered. I kept quiet. I just thought, I didn't have home ground advantage. He should not, whatever. And I thought to myself, that's an Ogos HaYichud. That's another manifestation of somebody who's living in an Ogos HaYichud. If something's happening in the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks you for something. Hashem's not blowing up missiles or whatever because he's going to take care of it. Hashem's, you know what, I'll send in a missile and I'll take care of the missile. It's nothing to do with you. That's the logic. Is the logic?
Well, when do we ever apply it?
We'll see. I'm just saying, this guy's attitude is a bus blew up, God forbid, and Hashem blew up the bus, and Hashem will take care of the problems that go with the blowing up of the bus. So then you're missing something here. Very, very critical. If Hashem blows up a bus, if Midas Adin blows up a bus, then every person who knew about it, everybody has about it, has to stay. Well, why? That's got something to do with me. That's the first Rashi in Chumash. I just thought, that's another aspect of this guy. He's holding in a lot of betochen. He's a big ball of betochen. Tomi Shemai. Good. So then you're missing the plot here. Because I'm just gracious, Bishvil gracious. Everything was created for Klal Yisrael. It means if there's a flood in the Mississippi Delta, then the Chofetz Chaim declares a fast in Radom. The Chofetz Chaim heard about a flood in the Mississippi Delta, a terrible flood. Hundreds, thousands of people or whatever were left homeless and whatever. And the Chofetz Chaim heard about it. I don't know how soon after. It wasn't on Twitter. You know, it wasn't embedded, whatever. It wasn't the CNN embedded live in the Mississippi Delta. And the Chofetz Chaim was watching live. That's not what it was. Tommy heard about it a few months later. How long did it take for news to get to Mississippi to Radom? The minute he heard about it, he declared a fast in Radom. Makesha. Why did I hear about it? If I heard about something, then it's got something to do with me. They declared a fast. We our next door neighbor's getting blown out of the sky, and we don't think that it's something to do with us. But yeah. Okay, but that just now there was another And then I'd always seen it as being a lack of understanding of the first Rashi in Chumash. I never saw that as being something to do with, it's a positive thing. This guy's got a big betochen. Aval chaset pumash. Aval it's all from Hashem and Lakolot Tova. But then just throw the Shulchan Aruch out the window. Well, who needs Shulchan Aruch then? I'll just bumble around, doing whatever I want, whenever I want, and Hashem's got my back.
Why isn't that okay? Because we said by Hishtadlis, somebody's a true volunteer, they really know that everything can touch up. So maybe they don't need that. You know, they can sit around there, but they will get everything.
Chizkiyahu HaMelech went to bed. Right. Okay. That comes to things that are called Hishtadlis. Let's get this clear. No, once and for all, the Ma'ot Chashuv to know this. There's a thing called Ishtadlis and there's a thing called Mitzvah. When it comes to Ishtadlis, there's a whole bunch of criteria of how you get to doing the minimum Ishtadlis that you can do, based on a whole bunch of complicated factors, which are not going to make. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Then there's a thing called Mitzvah. Mitzvah, you have to do everything you can to do the Mitzvah. No, hold bar. If you are second Mitzvah, you're second Mitzvah. You have to do everything. Everything. That's not Hishtadlis. You're out of the world of Hishtadlis, out of the world of Bezayas HaPecha Toich HaLechem, and therefore you only do the minimum. You're in Mitzvah now. Mitzvah, it's your Mitzvah. You have to do everything you can. How much effort and energy and time do you have to put into V'limadatem es Neichem? You have to teach your son Torah. It's a Mitzvah. You do the minimum. Hishtadlis. Don't do it with me. No. That's not Hishtadlis. That's Mitzvah. It's Mitzvah. Mitzvah, everything. What's everything? Okay. Well, you do Hilchos Talmud Torah, you do the Lochos and the Gedorim. Fine, okay. But at least you need to know that's Mitzvah, not Ishtadlis. Big difference. People make a big mistake here. I made that mistake when it came to fundraising. Fundraising for yeshiva is called Ishtadlis, no? It's called Ishtadlis. So you go off to America and you make a few phone calls, you try, you hustle, you bustle, whatever, you do whatever you can. You don't go meshuga. You learn more than you make phone calls and whatever. You come home and whatever Hashem gives you, gives you. Then I open up Rav Matisyahu Solomon, Shostakim Gesund Zayin Pirush and Chovos HaLevavos. And there he's talking about Ishtadlis, and you have to make the minimum Ishtadlis and not too much Ishtadlis, blah, blah, blah. And then a little footnote. You get onto the footnote and he said, that's only talking about Ishtadlis. When it comes to Mitzvah, for example, someone who's raising money for the yeshiva, there that's not Ishtadlis. So you don't do the minimum, there you have to do everything. It's a pachad. You're off to America now. You can't just get by with a few phone calls. And you have to mamash be 16 hours. You have to be out there working every because you're isik in mitzvah. Supporting yeshiva is a mitzvah. Looking for a shidduch for your child is a mitzvah. Okay, once again, there's gedorim. I'm not saying you have to spend 24 hours a day and not eat, sleep, and drink, and not do anything. There's conflicting obligations. You have to daven as well. What I'm davening, I can't be doing. No, you have to learn, you have to go to the bathroom. There's all sorts of complicated how much you do, but it's not based on the minimum principle anymore. No, you have to do everything. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. So, by Shani, the Ma'ot Frum, kept the lochas, Medaktek the locha. But Avos Hashem B'tochen, the Chovos HaLevavos, as we call them, the duties of the mind, the duties of the heart, were completely lacking. As Chazal Omri Migdash Sheini, Yishayu Eiskim B'Torah V'Mitzvos Gemilas Chosadim, Mipnei Ma'acharov, by Sheini. They were Eisek B'Torah, Eisek. They weren't learning Torah, they were Eisek B'Torah, the way you're supposed to. Uba Mitzvos. Uba Gemilas Chosadim. Wasn't it all frum and they were trampling on their neighbors? No, they were Eisek Gemilas Chosadim as well. Gevaldik. So why did my leaders get destroyed there? If Nisha said, "Well, sin is chinam," as I said in Torah, and the middle is chesarim, and the sin is chinam. Ech. Umavah grov. So the goyim in his it's a moedik pieces. The goyim, if you art scroll have it even in English, if you want to look at it. That's where I saw it the first time. The Vilna goyim's Haggadah al Pesach. In the back there, he has a pirush on Chad Gadya. So this is not in the English. The English one, he has his spirit, but then there's what's called Likutim al Piut Chad Gadya that Rav Brevda brought out. Rav Shlomo Brevda's that soul with a big bokki in the Vilna Goyim's works. So he writes there, the going there in the Pirush on Chad Gadya. He's got a Moedik Pirush on Chad Gadya. And then the Likutim of that Pirush of Rebbe, I haven't seen it. The Pirush on the Chad Gadya, I've seen it in the old school. I got it in English at the back. Moedik. He said that what the going does with Chad Gadya. And our Mishnayas has to do with it. It's unbelievable. Anyway, there he says like this. Adam halikui besinus chinem. What's the root of sinus chinam? I've got bad midos. You know, I don't have avas reim after lech kamaicha. No. You don't know why you have sinus chinam? Because you don't have a tochen in Hashem. The root of sinus chinam, which means the root of the churban, you have a tochen in Hashem. Because I'm. Oh, so you're asking what is sinus chinam first of all? X. Good. So let's see. If we understand what causes it, we'll understand what it is. Sinus chinam doesn't mean I hate you for nothing. I see you in the street and I hate you. Oh, I'm going to kill you. Why? I don't know. I just feel like killing you. That's sinus chinam. That's tamam b'shugana. That's not a little sinus chinam. Okay, let's see. Good. Excellent. What is sinus chinam? There's a London. He wants to find his terms. What? Sinus chinam. What the heck? What is it? Let's see. Because it's not chinam.
Right.
Somebody who believes that everything comes from Hashem. And nobody can take away from you or hurt you or give you or do anything to you. I feel like a chuta sara. That was Hashem. Agreed, or was Goyzer, there's two. He was Goyzer or he was Maskin, two different things. He's going one Mahalach, I'm bringing in the Machloikas. Machloikas about this, I'm just, Dabold Gzar. The Chavisov doesn't say Gzar, the Chavisov says Rishus, which means to give permission, which amounts to the same thing at the end of the day. Ein lo shum tine besine nege af echad boilav. If you know that everything comes from Hashem, and nobody can help you and hurt you and whatever, unless it's Gzar from Hashem, if this guy doesn't hurt you, someone else will hurt you because it was gzar that someone's gonna take you anyway from you. So you're not angry with him because it wasn't him, it would have been somebody else. Because that's what Hashem wanted. So you can't hate anybody else because you know it's a call me Shemaim, it's all Hashem. Yeah, but you can't start a sentence like this. First of all, grammatically it's not correct, but I don't demand that an American speaks English, so we'll let that go. But second of all, the Yetzer Hara starts every sentence with yeah, but. You're not allowed to speak like the Yetzer Hara. Let's just finish the sentence and then we'll take yeah, but.
Then when you use the word however.
You have to ask your grammar teacher that. I don't know. Yeah, but. Im lo mi bnei sheva, ein lo shuda, tre af echad einu oise lo mumu, mi bad Hashem. No one's doing anything to him except Hashem. It's all Hashem. Now what you
why do we have kosher mishpah? Why do we have any halal food? Hashem decides to take everything like the gospel from the being, take everything that comes all the way. What is the problem? Thank you. That Christianity. Turn that chick back here, okay? Thank you, Hashem.
No, don't do Christianity in Judaism. Christianity says turn the other cheek. Judaism says turn the other cheek and then take him to base. Okay. You're asking a good question, just making it sound like an attack. If we get you to just calm down and put some kind of a question mark into what you said. Okay. No, I'm not trying. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to point out to you. There's a question in what you say. Doesn't sound like it. So why is there a thing called Choshen Mishpah? Good. Big questions that have been dealt with. Question. Shouldn't deal with these questions. And as I mentioned, it's a machlekes. The machleik is what he's saying here. Shekach nigzal mipnei elyon. Kavos Rav doesn't say nigzal, he says rushus. I refer you again to Rav Tetzel's Sefer. It's now been brought out in Hebrew. If you find the English difficult for translation into Hebrew. Now we can even show the Israelis that they're not exactly kach understand the sugya so well. There he brings down the machleikas. Rav Taba did not pass in luck of Moshe Shapiro. If Dabba Paskin, he's way in it, he's Raya's, Moshe's got his Raya's, if that's is going with the Moshe there, and you'll see it's not so posh, it's not black and white.
Which Sefer?
Rabbi Tetz is a sefer on Bechira. On Bechira. In there, he discusses this problem. Ein Sham Bariches, I don't want to get into that too much. We'll all sugar shalom. At the end of the day, we need to know that a Kodesh Baruch is taking care of everything. Hashem loves us. Betochen means no one can help you, no one can hurt you unless Hashem is Goyzer or unless Hashem gave Rishus. To me, that amounts to the same thing for my purposes. Philosophically, you'll see there's a difference. There is a difference, for sure. Well, to me, it makes no difference if it's Hashem giving permission or Hashem was Goyzer. Because at the end of the day, Hashem was masking. Hashem agreed to this. If Hashem agreed to it, for the good. Let me just maybe take one step back. In order to be Zoiche to Kabbalah Satoira, yeah, Shavuos is coming. You have something to do with Kabbalah Satoira? Okay. In order to be Makabal Torah, you need two things. Without these two things, it's not Shaykh Kabbalah Satoira. You have to know that Hashem takes care of everything. Hashem's running the world. You're totally dependent on Hashem. And you need to know that Hashem only does good for me. He's not doing it for himself. Whatever Hashem's doing, he's doing for me. Therefore, if he's doing it for me, it must be good for me. He's not doing it for me to hurt me. He's doing it for me. If he was doing it for himself and what he gets kicks is doing is causing me problems, then he's doing it for himself, not for me. Hashem doesn't do anything for himself. Hashem does everything for me. So Hashem's got it covered. Whatever he's doing, he's taking care of everything. Yeah, and whatever he's doing is for my good. Without that, Kabbalah Satoira doesn't stop. You can't stop. You're going to put on tefillin. Why? How does Kabbalah's old mitzvahs even start? How does Kabbalah Satoira start if you don't understand? And that's what Klal Yisrael understood. Nasa v'nishma. If this is coming from Hashem, I'll do it. But don't you want to know what's inside? You know what you're getting yourself in for? It's from Hashem. That Hashem is not on my payroll. Hashem doesn't work for me. He's on my payroll. I'm going to tell him what's good. If he says it's good, it's good. I don't tell him what's good. So if he's giving me a Torah, he loves me, he cares for me, and he takes care of everything. So it must be good. So now I finish. What's the problem? I have to think about it. For sure we'll do it. No? So Kabbalah Satoira is based on being on at least some dalga of dependency. I'm dependent on Hashem for everything. I don't know how to make my heart beat. You know how to make your heart beat? Get up in the morning, I put in the code and look, my fillet, I'm a no. No, I don't know. I don't know make my heart beat. I'm dependent on Hashem that I should continue living. You know, I don't know how to breathe. You know how to breathe? Most of the day, you're not thinking about breathing. It just happens automatically. I can't even lift my hand. I don't know how to do that. You know how to lift up a hand? You want, and Hashem takes care of it. That's how it works. They call it a biological, chemical, electrical, magnetic, but we call it Hashem, Elokim. So I'm dependent. And I know that this person that I'm dependent on only wants my good. Now you can get busy dealing with all the struggles and grapples and problems in life. And without that, nothing starts. The Kabbalah Satoira doesn't stop. Anyway, in Bais Sheni, what they were doing was they were keeping all the mitzvahs. They were totally involved in Anogos HaMishpat. Hem Dakta Ku, Bishmiris Kolam Mitzv, Zayu Bem Taira Mitzv, Melchisorim Achshilub Shel Anogos HaYochid, but the Shilub, not the balance, Shilub is the connection, the interwovenness of Anogos HaYichud, Dainu Ava, Aisach HaSor Aleim. The Kabbalah Salmalchus Shemaim, the Avatis Hashem Elokecha, the first pasuk in Kriya Shema was lacking. Mishum kach besoft kufas yemei abayis Hashem yitzotzutu amizyavnim beklal Yisrael. In the end of Bayis Sheni, when the mizyavnim, that was when the war with the mitzavnim was. Hayoel yodim shechibsu tanugo yisacher milvad la'anagal Hashem. That was when it started. This business of looking for pleasure outside of avoidus Hashem, that started with mizyavnim. Why? They didn't have a keshu with Hashem. The inner connection to Hashem, which is the ultimate tanu. Adam lo nivra el lisanik, the person who's put in the world just for pleasure. Once I'm going to have pleasure. No, 1 second. I just want to tell you what the best pleasure is. What's the best pleasure? Al Hashem. A person was only created for pleasure. I'm going to tell you what the best pleasure is. Hashem. Take Hashem out of the picture. A person's going to want tanu. There's no person in the world that's not looking for pleasure. It was created only for that. You weren't created for anything else other than But that's Mesidus Hasharim, no? You knew this? A person is created only for pleasure. Only for pleasure, nothing else. What does Hashem want for you? The ultimate pleasure, Gan Eden. Gan Eden is just kulu kulu pleasure. That's what Hashem wants. That's why He created you and created the world. So you're going to want pleasure. Says the Mesidus Hasharim, what's the greatest pleasure? Lisanag al Hashem. If the Lisanag al Hashem is not there, you're going to look for pleasures elsewhere. And then there's no shortage of substitute fraudulent pleasures in this world. Plenty, plenty. And that's what happened. The minute you don't have the keshu with Hashem, you'll start looking for pleasures elsewhere. The Greeks come along and say, ha, look what we've got. Ooh, ooh. And that's smart for a while. And then what happened? The Avos Hashem didn't fill them up enough, didn't give them enough pleasure, so they went looking for other things. You notice that? You notice that? We've been cured from that problem. The Beis HaMikdash is still destroyed. Whatever caused the Beis HaMikdash to destroy it has not been rectified. This Nakuda has not been rectified. You see it today. Good from Yidden. So listen to, if you go to TorahAnytime.com, if you want to hear one of the Gedoyli Adoy, if not the Godel Adoy in America today, speak for 28, 29 minutes and say everything that needs to be said in America. Not in, but just like, say it like it needs to be said. On TorahAnytime.com, Rav Elia Brudny Shear from his Vart from last night. Elia Brudny, B-R-U-D-N-A, the Mirror Rosh Hashiva in America. You should listen to all his sharing, all his vadim, unbelievable, unbelievable. But they talked about this Americanism. When Americans come to visit Eretz Yisrael, they don't come here to visit Eretz Yisrael. They come here to enjoy Eretz Yisrael, have a bit of frumkah, but with all the American comforts. Nothing changes. You're in America, but you know, you go to the coastal and you go, yeah, and you're eating. Oh, who you there? He knows how to give it over. He's unbelievable. Unbelievable. What a Jew. Wow. His Avos Yisrael is just so unbelievable. Avos Yisrael, he just oozes out of him. Okay? But he knows how to give tochacha. Oh, he knows how to give tochacha. Wow. But it's coming from a place of love. You can see that Avos Yisrael, he's crying.
V-R-U-D-N-A.
Brudny. His father was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, together with what's his name? Current events, it's called, or something, whatever. Corona, Meron, and the war in Israel. Tifrach even get to mention. His sister lives in Tifrach. Yes. No, he's talking about the matzah in Israel. Yeah. About the matzah, klali, whatever. I take no responsibility for your anyway, that's the bottom line. So there we have it. Beis Rishon was destroyed because they had the pnim without the chitzon. Vashani was destroyed because they had the chitzon without the pnim. So you see, you need both. You have to have an ogas hamishpat. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to have an ogas.
But Rabbi, how can you have
but that? Rabbi.
Sorry. I wasn't, but yeah. Rabbi, how can we have any hope for achieving that goal if the generation 2,000 years ago, way higher, way better equipped than us, weren't in all the schmutz that everyone's today with all the distraction and everything else? You said once, right? I mean, it challenges that the guy in Rod had never had. That we're on that. So how can we have
hope that we can achieve it? Because Hashem said you can. Hashem told you, you have to. So you do. You don't have to become perfect. You don't have to finish the job. But whatever you need to do, you need to do. Now we've said here, we've asked your question many times. If David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi and Abaya and Rabbi Nagoyin and the Chovetz Chaim couldn't be Mashiach and couldn't be Mashlim Dibri Echaniyot. So we spoke very clearly about what happened. No, I'm just saying the shift from Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah Shebaksav, Tzadik V'Toiv Lo, into the world we live in now. Rabbi Akiva, Tzadik V'Ra Lo, Tzadik V'Ra Lo, Rabbi Akiva, and Eno Nevuah. Why that happened? The further you get away from Sinai, the further you get away from that Nevuah, from that reality, the more likely you are to be able to bring Mashiach, because the first 2,000 years of Torah is when Hashem gave us and showed us what we're capable of. And now Hashem tells you, you go out there and you do it yourself. So whatever you do is worthy and making it happen. The smallest thing you do is making it happen. You don't have to do big things and cataclysmic things and become a Rabbi Akiva and then become Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. That's not what you saw. You're not asked to do that. You're asked to, on a day-to-day basis, deal with your nisayonos and challenges, knowing that wired into the system is you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to make a lot of mistakes along the way. You can't let that kill your, you can't let that kill your simcha. Because you know, you're on a journey. Hashem's taking care of it. That's why you need an August Yichud. While you're on your journey of an August Amishpat, you need to know that you have this loving relationship with somebody who loves you and cares for you, and he's taking care of everything. And he tells you to take care of a few things. So you go out there and you take care of whatever you need to take care of. Mr. Shem, we'll carry on. We'll carry on. We wonder, Sunday, I'm not coming in. If you don't mind, I apologize. After Shavuos, I won't be here Sunday now.
Shavuos is Sunday night.
Yeah. So
it's like a Friday.
It's like a Friday. Well, it's not really, because I would come in normally on the Arab Shavuos. It's just whatever. The law.
Yeah, so
Tuesday, Monday, Shavuos.
On that note, when's the beach trip?
I don't know. I told David yesterday not to think about the beach trip in the meantime. What's going on? I don't know what's going to be. There will be a beach trip as soon as we have a beach trip. I know, but the Yamza Nogo is over. No, but besides that, even if there wasn't, I go along the beach and then people down the road are getting shot and killed and sitting shiva and
I hear you're right.
I need lomu sugal in the middle of a walk, in the middle of a walk to go sit there and then I go to the beach and eat meat. And besides the sukkah, there's not any beach in Israel today is a sukkah. But besides the sukkah, you're with the bear al sukkah.